came in and just flat out carved them up for the end of the first half and on into the second. DeMarco Dunn was nearly perfect today. 25 points, 10 of 12 from the field, 4 of 5 from the three-point line. This is the Wisconsin Floor Dealers postgame show as Penn State defeats Wisconsin here this afternoon, 86-75. We'll have more as our postgame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Postgame coverage continues. Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Penn State takes down Wisconsin this afternoon, 86-75. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, as we talked about, a storyline in the coming days now for a Badger team that could, depending on other outcomes, go into the tournament, Big Ten tournament, as a sixth seed with all the tiebreakers going on. UCLA playing USC. You got Maryland hosting Northwestern. That game about to tip off. You know you're in the NCAA tournament, but you've got to get yourself ready first for the Big Ten tournament and, you know, trying to see what you could get with Max Klesmith and now Nolan Winter. I don't suspect we would know a whole lot here today. Obviously, we'll ask Greg what he knows or what he can tell us, but the answer is probably not much right now. He tried to get back into the game, but it just wasn't going to work for him.
Well, I think that's the biggest thing right now. Unfortunately, we've seen teams that have, you know, gone down that wrong road due to injuries. Now, get healthy. I mean, that's the reality with where they're at right now. Get healthy, see where Nolan's at, see where Max is at. and just start rolling here. I mean, you got to get back into it. You got to tap into it. And the best thing about it is, even though, you know, you now play Thursday, you play again. And that's, you know, and if this happens in the Big Ten tournament, you're done with the tournament. If it happens in the NCAA tournament, your season's over.
Yeah.
So you still have more games ahead of you. And that's the I guess that's my biggest takeaway.
Well, when something like this happens late in the season, and again with Nolan, he tried to come back in, but when injuries happen, especially late, I break out in a cold sweat for you because you live that. So if I'm doing, I can only imagine what runs through your mind when all of this. But that's the, injuries are bad at any time, but especially
towards
late
the end of the
year.
It's terrible because you played all year long with that group.
Yep.
We don't know.
We don't.
But at least, it did not look like it was one of those. We've seen some that you said, okay, he's not coming back for a while. We'll see where this is at. But it did not look like that immediately.
But, again, as we mentioned toward the end of the game, a ton of credit to Penn State. They get tremendous balance. DeMarco Dunn with a big-time game, 25 points. Yannick Konen-Niederhauser, 15 points, 11 rebounds, 5 blocked shots. In the game here today, Zach Hicks ends up with 14 points. Nick Curran with 12. Steven Crowell and John Blackwell each with 19 for Wisconsin. John Tanjay with 13. It's been a tougher go here in recent games for John, and you would imagine that he's at the top of the scouting report. And today, just 2 of 13 for the field. He did have 7 rebounds. Kamari McGee with 11 points, 10 of those in the first half. Nolan Winter, before he went out, ends up 7 points, 6 rebounds. Carter Gilmore with 4 points. Xavier Amos with 2. Penn State defeats Wisconsin 86-75. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan Out of Town scoreboard. We'll check out some of the top 25 games today. And a heartbreaker in Milwaukee for Marquette. We'll tell you about it as our postgame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All 3, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A Forrester and the Ad Council.
Our postgame coverage continues as Penn State defeats Wisconsin this afternoon, 86-75. Other scores in the top 25. A gut punch for Marquette. St. John's in buzzer-beating fashion.
Buzzer-beating fashion, yes.
Defeated Marquette at Fiserv Forum, 86-84. Well, we'll say about Marquette what we say about Wisconsin. Got another game. They've got the Big East tournament. They're in the NCAA tournament, so they'll be dusting themselves off, and they're a very good team, and get themselves ready and get back to playing the way they have for a good chunk of this season. Elsewhere, other finals in the top 25, number 19, Kentucky outscored 15th-ranked Missouri, 91-83. It was Arkansas defeating 25th-ranked Mississippi State, 93-92. Coach Cal with the big win for the Hogs today. Other games in progress, about 10 minutes remaining, is in Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple, as they say. Iowa State leads K-State 53-38. Tennessee and South Carolina tied at 34 at the half. Alabama leading Auburn 31-26. A little less than 7 minutes left in the first half. At halftime, Louisville leads Stanford 33-18. Early on in College Park, Northwestern leading Maryland 9-6. And again, they're just getting started there, about 3.5 minutes into that game. Later today, you got Ohio State and Indiana. And then later on this evening, it is USC taking on UCLA at Pauley Pavilion. Penn State wins here this afternoon, 86-75. Butchie and I will continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wow, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report and Total Sales.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Penn State defeats Wisconsin 86-75. And Nittany Lions 56% shooting for the game, 60% in the second half. You go through a bunch of numbers, but you touched on, I could tell you the what, you could tell me the why.
Yeah.
Just those paint touches just were not happening nearly often enough for Wisconsin.
No, not offensively, right? And I thought a couple of things they didn't do is work the high post. I thought there was a couple of times. Now, part of that was just, you know, Nolan not being in there at times. Some different lineups because Max Klusman is out. So just trying to figure that out. The other area that they didn't touch a lot of was really that short corner. They got that short corner action a couple of times, and it led to John Blackwell corner threes because the defense collapsed, and they were able to spray that. But they didn't get that. They definitely didn't get enough of the short corner and high post. Then defensively for me, well, I talked a lot about there's too much space, right? Like I've said that a lot in this game. And there were way too many straight line drives.
Yeah.
Because of the straight line drives, what then happened is the lobs happened because there was a lot of lobs. There's a lot of finishes at the basket. And what happens with straight line drives to a defense is it forces defenses to collapse. So when the defense thing collapsed, now all of a sudden, when the ball is sprayed out, even if you don't make the layup or take a shot at the rim, there's one extra pass out. That creates another closeout. And now all of a sudden you're in scramble mode. And that's when Penn State was able to bang a couple of threes. Mm-hmm. So when you allow straight line drives, nothing good happens. Yeah. Whether it's a finish at the rim, whether it's a closeout, another closeout that's forced, just nothing good happens. And there was a lot of those in that second half. And that's how you give up 51.
Yeah, that's
This game is not that hard.
So other
right?
teams will be taking notes, not just next week, but more importantly in 2 weeks.
Well, and right? I think because of that, and then this is where now we've seen it a little bit pop its head up, is when you're not scoring the ball offensively, when you're not making shots, the one thing that can't do is affect your defense.
Yeah, and it did.
And it's, we've, like I said, a couple of games we've seen it get mucky mm-hmm. on the offensive side, and it trickled down to the other side. You can't. And that's one of those things that this group needs to buckle in on. And that's not coaching. I hate to say it like that, but if you're sitting in the chair, players, mm-hmm. that's the one that you've got to try to say. Now, I get people saying we'll do this, but in the end, it's hey, I got your back, you got my back. We're not doing it this end. We got to make sure we do it on that end.
And now this is, you just touched on it, the coaches will point out the corrections to be made.
Because it's been shown.
Yeah. This is where there's the X's and O's, and we've used the word culture a lot, but it comes into play here, right? You just, buckle up, let's go. Let's prove to everybody what happened is the exception to the rule. I mean, they went through the regular season with a 13-7 Big Ten mark and 23-8, which is a lot better than people thought. They were picked to finish 12th in the Big Ten. Now, they could end up as low as a sixth seed, but this was a team that certainly, I don't know, its own expectations, they might tell you something different, but on the outside looking in, they have exceeded that. But now they just got to get this corrected. And you're spot on, obviously, about trying to fix things on the defensive end, but this team is really struggling to shoot the ball.
Well, they are.
Over the last five games.
It really has been, yeah.
They're sitting here at just 32 made threes in some 133 attempts here over the last, or 37 made threes over that. So you're talking about a low percentage for a team that for most of the year in Big Ten play was in the upper 30s.
Well, they're the best. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a long time, they were the best. Right now, you look at how they've gone about it. I mean, it just in general, even three-point percentage, still, they're second mm-hmm. in Big Ten play. It's not like that's how well they've shot it. So, yes, they have struggled over the last five. We can't lie about that. Numbers are what the numbers are. Now, I think some of that, though, Matt, has been because of the type of shots that they've taken and the type of threes.
Yeah.
And they've been a little bit different than what they've been taking. And I think that's where guys need to figure it out. I remember, how many times do we say, wow, that's a forced three because he's on a heater. That's the first time we've seen it was a bad shot.
Yes.
We said that a lot this year. Over the last four games or five games or so, we've kind of said, ooh, maybe not the best shot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, that's why, and there's a reason why it's not like they become bad shooters here.
Right.
I would say it's more the quality of shot of three.
All right, we'll take one more break. We'll hope to check in with head coach Greg Gard here as Penn State wins it here this afternoon at the Kohl Center over the Badgers, 86-75. Back with more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Penn State defeats the Badgers here this afternoon, 86-75. Butchie and I are just, we're stretching, as we call it, in the broadcast biz. I'm still waiting on Coach Gard. Obviously, you think an emotional locker room, and they've got to try to, you know, get gathered here, get healthy, get themselves ready for postseason. But another example of the script doesn't always play out the way you try to write it.
No, and I think this is one of those where it's a realization too. And we got away with one as far as not sticking to the principles, doing what we're supposed to do. We still get to play again.
Mm-hmm.
This happens. The next game we play, we're done in the tournament, and then if it happens one more time, we're done for the season. And we've had too good of a team, we've got too good of a group, got too many good kids in this locker room. We got to make a choice. And I think that's kind of probably, if I'm Coach Gard, that's kind of the messaging. It's not one of those of yelling, hooting, and hollering, and doing that, but it's more of a, hey, like, we know what needs to happen. We're still a really good basketball team, but we can't allow this to be, and we can't be allowed, you know, to be okay with this either. We need to be and hold ourselves to the standards that we all expect ourselves to hold, to be at.
It's about getting healthy and getting fixed what needs fixing. One of the words that is among the more overused terms in media circles is momentum in a general sense, game to game. And I say that because I think a narrative will be, well, Wisconsin is stumbling, bumbling into the postseason. They've lost some games here down the stretch. There have been a ton of examples going all the way back to last year. North Carolina State lost its last four games of the regular season with 9-11 in the ACC. Had to play its way into the NCAA tournament. Won five games, went to the NCAA tournament, and then obviously advanced to the Final Four. There have been other examples in the last 10 to 15 years of teams that have not exactly had a great head of steam going into the postseason, and then something happens.
Well, and that's where, for me, you talk about the importance of the Big Ten tournament. I still think it's really important to go there and try to win it. Now, I know tired legs. I get that's a real thing. I do. But just based on the teams that I played on, like, we got to Sunday. We might not have always won it, but we won two, but we got to Sunday. We were playing really well. Like, even though we lost, we were pissed we lost Sunday because we lost a championship, but I did feel like there was carryover to the NCAA tournament. And I know at times our legs got heavy, but it was one of those where Henry, our trainer, you know, would always say, okay, we're good. Like, you guys are good. Like, you might not, like, but it was, we were playing good.
And Butchie, in 08, you guys did win it all on Sunday, and after an overtime emotionally
Correct.
Charged rally to beat Michigan State, and then you went on to the Sweet 16.
And so, then we ran into a guy called Steph. Otherwise,
and the hottest dude in college basketball.
And I'm not going to lie to you, I thought we matched up really well with the Kansas team, who ended up winning it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we weren't tired of the Sweet 16.
No.
Right? Like, there's enough to get through that, and I think that's where this group's depth sets them up well. But I think it's really important for them to come to go to Indianapolis and play well. Now people will say, well, last year they played well, look what happened in the round one. Okay, like, but I just think where they're going, some momentum, and not momentum, but just okay.
Yeah, like, and the other thing too, to last year, you know, the dead legs possible. But I just remember after that Big Ten tournament, the next day I'm sitting down and talking to a couple of players, Tyler Wall and Max Klesman, and it was they got up off their chairs the way I do, and I'm old and unathletic. And I thought, uh-oh. I mean, they were hurting. They were playing hurt.
Correct.
You know, nobody's telling you live this stuff.
No one
feels great. But these guys were banged up dealing with stuff, and then they ran into a team that was a good team, was a very confident team, and one that loved the matchup against Wisconsin and was physical. Wisconsin wasn't able to handle
answer
that.
It that night. Didn't,
and
no
it was
question.
A bad night.
But I do think that just the ability on the depth of this team sets them up a little bit better. I do. I think it sets them up a little bit better. And for, you know, like the groups I played on, we had a lot of depth, and that allowed us to do that.
Yes.
So,
We're holding here for a little bit. This is a longer than normal network postgame show. We'll check in with Coach Gard here in the hopefully in the next couple of minutes. As again, all this stuff has to play out now through the rest of the Big Ten schedule going in.
Yeah, the only thing you know is Thursday.
Northwestern leads Maryland. A little bit of a grinder through the first 11 minutes of that game, 15-12. But you look at the other games, USC, UCLA. UCLA could pull into this, what could end up being a four-way tie.
Yeah.
Ohio State, Indiana, that's going to tip off in about 20 minutes. That is a huge game in Bloomington. Indiana and Ohio State both, you know, trying to get that resume as strong as possible. And they, depending on who you trust, or you believe in the projections, or are they last four in, or are they first four out? It's part of the fun of this right now. I don't think those staffs would say the word fun.
But it's a big
game
for fans, absolutely.
Yeah, Coach Gard making his way out here now, and we'll keep it obviously relatively brief. And just a tough day here for the Badgers. They got off to such a good start, but the Nittany Lions storm back. They close the first half with a flourish, and that carries over to the second half en route to an 86-75 win against the Wisconsin Badgers. So Coach Gard making his way over. We'll check in with him momentarily as he settles in, gets the headset on, and we will get going as the Badgers will be getting ready for next week's Big Ten Conference Tournament. And I suppose, Coach, a lot of things that you would tell your team, but not the least of which is you're playing again, and then you're going to play again after that. So there's dust off.
Yeah. I mean, this is obviously, just credit to Penn State. You know, I thought they were more aggressive. They were more physical. And the game really turned at the end of the first half, I thought. You know, we had a 13-point lead, and we go 10 possessions, don't score. They go on an 8-0 run and ended the half with a three that we were too soft on the ball. Baldwin hits the three, actually his only bucket of the game, and it just gave them a lot of confidence, a lot of momentum going into halftime. And I didn't like, other than the first few minutes, I didn't like what I saw defensively. I didn't think we had the same bite to us and fight to us, and we could never seem to get them under control and get the ball under control. We were running underneath some screens with Dunn once he got going. I didn't like how we competed, so that's, as I told the team, that's, we're lucky. I mean, this stings. This isn't fun, but we'll have opportunities to see how we respond, and we're going to have one whenever we play next week. And we've got to be much better. You know, we've got to be better in terms of just simple things that we weren't good enough at today.
Yeah, it looked like, to me, like there was a lot of, you know, downhill drives that all of a sudden they're getting in there. Now all of a sudden they've got layups, they've got lobs. And when you give a team like Penn State, who knows this is their last game, some confidence.
Right.
Now all of a sudden you got your hands full.
Right.
And that's kind of, that you could, like you talked about, that's what happened.
Snowballed.
Then offensively it just at times kind of looked like it got a little mucky.
It did, you know, with some of their, you know, playing within the zone stuff and some switching, and then the ball goes to the high post and they go man-to-man. And, you know, I thought we had some good looks, too, even in the first half, some really good looks. And when we did pull it inside, we scored a little bit in there, but not near as much as what we should have. Not near as we were too – we didn't go at the rim. We didn't go at them.
7 of 20 for layups.
Yeah. We didn't come with any physicality. And we were flipping things and trying to finesse shoot things instead of going and really drawing contact and drawing the foul, making them foul us. Like I said, I'll go through the tape and watch things, but you know, I know the mood right now in the locker room is not good, and it shouldn't be good because that was not a good performance.
Well, another thing that every program in America getting ready for postseason, everybody holds its breath about is health. Max obviously working his way back, and then Nolan. Any tell us?
I don't know. I mean, obviously he came back in, and when I put him back in, I didn't think he looked like he was ready for what was coming. So I don't know. He'll meet with our doctors and stuff, here and see where he's at with stuff. But like I said, we got to get healthy. But there's got to be a response, a better response than what I saw today.
Appreciate your time.
All right. Hey, congratulations on the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Well deserved.
I scored no points, no rebounds, no assists. But
okay.
Well, you guys make it easy for us, put it that way.
Well, we didn't today.
Well, you're a great group of people. So
all right.
It goes beyond that. So
yeah, congrats.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks, Greg. All right, Badgers getting ready now for the Big Ten tournament next week as Penn State wins it here this afternoon, 86-75. Of course, I could say that announcement really inspired Penn State here today. So,
wow.
I'll just go ahead and say it for you.
That being said, congratulations. Like we talked about at halftime. There's a lot of Badger fans out there that appreciate everything you do. You're the best at it. It's been fun working with you, but it was fun listening to you as a kid. It was fun listening to calls as a player. Not calling you old by any means.
No, I am old.
You did call him old.
But that being said, congratulations. It's awesome, and you've got an impact on all these programs here. You've got a impact on this university, and we are very, very, very lucky to have you doing what you do. Yeah, so well, you're the best.
I'm the lucky one. Y'all make it fun. So it's and when we got more to do. Hopefully a lot more to do.
We got a lot more to do. I believe in this team. I think, and I love the message by Greg. Like, just flat out honest. We were not good enough. And that's the message they got. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That, as a player, that's the message you want to hear.
No doubt.
Hold us accountable.
And this team
wants it, and they can handle that, in my opinion.
And that's the thing, talking with these guys. I mean, you know, today, obviously, it glares, but they have said here throughout the course of the season, as well as they're playing, exceeding outside expectations. They know they can be better, and they certainly know they're a lot better
than
the way they played here today. So appreciate y'all hanging with us. Appreciate Nick Brusewitz as well and the group for hanging on for the local postgame.
Local postgame, correct.
They've been waiting for a while, about ready to turn it over to them now. Penn State wins it here this afternoon, 86-75. That will do it for us. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay. Join us next week. Date and time and opponent to be determined in the Big Ten tournament down in Indianapolis. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Hey-ya. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey-ya. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey-ya. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, I can't stop
my love. Lightning striking again.
Just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together by
chapel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop myself. Lightning is striking again. Lightning is striking again. Again, again, again. Lightning.
WRJN. Above you, I can hear your music playing, I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you, oh my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, yeah, well, if you didn't hear the game, the Badgers fell to the Lions 86-75. They actually looked pretty good in the first half. In the second half, Penn State came back and they kind of buried them with 51 points. And, well, they never answered back. So, once again, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball, they lost to the Penn State Lions 86-75. Here's John Fred and the Playboy Band, Judy in Disguise with Glasses.
Wearing your green slips and your new round on across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweet spiral we got, Judy in the sky with glasses.
Come to me tonight, come to me tonight. We'll be right back.
Judy in the sky.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
Sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Maybe climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song is leading, make it with you. I really think that we could make it, girl. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, be short or long, love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
Bread on WRJN. Rick Johnson, this is the Saturday afternoon soundtrack version. Thanks for coming along. If you didn't hear the game, well, the Penn State Lions beat the Wisconsin Badgers 86-75. Looked like a good game in the very beginning, and then Penn State came back in the second half with 51 points. Ouch. Kind of hard to answer up to that. Here's the Animals on WRJN.
Thoughts like any other one.
misunderstood. Understood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. President Trump says on social media that he supports a Republican spending bill aimed at keeping the government open through September. He says Democrats will do anything they can to shut down the government, and he is calling on Republicans to remain united to get it passed. House Speaker Mike Johnson is set to put it up for a vote on Tuesday. Sadness in Newark, New Jersey, over the death of one police officer after a shooting. He's been identified as 26-year-old Joseph Ascana. A second officer is in the hospital and five are in custody, including a 14-year-old who was charged with murder. Mayor Ross Baraka.
These are officers who got up this morning, yesterday morning to do their job, to go outside and make sure our streets were safe, to make sure 8-year-olds are not killed by stray bullets. To make sure our grandmothers could sit on their porches in peace.
CBS News is first to report that workers at the Legal Immigration Services Agency are being asked to volunteer to help immigration and customs enforcement across the nation.